Question: have your thighs ever rubbed together, creating a rash because of friction? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to MegaBabe, it's also no problem. Thigh Rescue is the anti-chafe stick made for chafers by chafers. Get MegaBabe's Thigh Rescue and experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about. Thigh Rescue stops chafe. With one sold every 30 seconds, you better run to MegaBabeBeauty.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
SIPTU has called for improved bus safety after a passenger was allegedly beaten to a pulp by a gang of youths over the weekend. It follows a string of antisocial behaviour incidents in recent months, and it begs the question if Dublin is safe. With me is Cat O'Connor, who is journalist with her.ie, and Janet Horner, who is Green Party councillor for Dublin City Centre. Cat, let me start with you. Your view, as somebody who I assume is in and through the city centre fairly regularly, is it safe?
I personally don't think so. And I've been living in Dublin 29 years now, and I don't think I've ever really felt safe. It's not really a new thing for me. I feel like even just walking down the street now, there's a kind of feeling of uncertainty there. There's that kind of what could happen, because we are hearing of these occurrences lately of attacks on buses or attacks in broad daylight. And we should have that safety, but it's really not there anymore.
And of course, we saw that incident on the Borough Beach in Sutton. This is, in case you missed it, yesterday around 6 p.m. According to a witness who was interviewed by Dublin Live, there was a huge roar like a battle on the beach. Everyone charged towards it and then ran away from it. We had to call the police because this happens every summer. And they ended up with 20 to 30 individuals, officers from the Public Order Unit, trying to scoop things back together and restore order on one beach. Janet, whatever about the kind of mob stuff that you get whenever the good weather comes out on the beaches, a lot of people would say that Dublin City is dirty. There is a sense of menace. There's a sense of threat. There's evident criminality. Would you agree?
I think I agree that that is a perception. And I think that perception is really problematic, because we want people to see Dublin as a vibrant, a fun place to come in, somewhere that you feel safe, somewhere you feel comfortable, that it's somewhere you can raise your family, somewhere you can bring your family in at the weekends if you want to. Kids are, you know, can play in the parks in Dublin City Centre if they want to. That's what we want people to feel. And that is the reality for a lot of people who do, you know, thousands upon thousands of people are every day, every week, or millions, if not, are coming into Dublin City Centre and enjoying themselves. But there is this consistent narrative, there is a consistent perception. And, you know, anybody, we would be lying and we'd be naive. We say there's not problems in Dublin. We know we have like very issues with addiction. We've got issues with dereliction. We've got issues.
But narrative and perception is to suggest that it's not true.
I think there's two things in it. I think, you know, like when we have instances like what we had on Dublin Bus there on over the weekend, and those kind of really take off, it does impact on people's perception of using public transport. If people say, I saw things like that happen, a lot of people will say, I'm not going to take the bus next week because it just doesn't feel safe anymore. And if people don't feel safe, they won't use public transport, they won't use the city, and then they will continue to get their information on what's happening on the streets and on public transport from social media, for example, and that will feed the narrative.
But reading between
the
lines then, what you're saying is Dublin is actually fine, it's just that people post stuff on social media.
No, I would say that Dublin has a massive amount of issues and we need to be very serious about dealing with those issues. But I am saying that there is two very distinct things happening, which is one, how safe it is, how much violence there is happening on our streets and our public transport in different areas, and what people perceive to be the reality. And a lot of the time, the perception is worse than the reality. The reality, any instant of violence on our streets, in our homes, on our public transport, anywhere, is one too many, and we shouldn't be tolerating it at all. We need to take every single one of them incredibly seriously, but we also need to tackle the perception issue. Like, to give an example, I was down with Dublin Bus on their drive to get more women bus drivers involved. They've got a very small, I think it's about 5% of the drivers at the moment are women, and they really want to encourage more women to come on board as bus drivers. And one of the big things they have to kind of overcome is the idea that they won't be safe when they're working as women on Dublin Bus. And the women that we were speaking to, their day-to-day experiences are much more about, like, isn't it lovely to connect with the community, to kind of see people, friendly faces, offering people a hand, the lovely connections that they have as a Dublin Bus driver. Those stories aren't been told. The horrible instances that are completely intolerable are getting a lot of oxygen, and that is impacting on, like, for example, being a bus driver, which could be a great career choice for a lot of women, feeling viable or an option.
Okay, Cat O'Connor, to go back to you on that then, it is exacerbated greatly by social media posting, and the reality isn't so bad.
I think seeing this stuff online is beneficial, though, because, like, over the weekend we seen the Natasha O'Brien, like, the response to that. We have to talk about it. We have to raise awareness about it, because if we're not having these conversations, if we're not sharing this and warning people, like, nothing's going to get done. I find anytime there's an issue, especially with women's safety in Dublin, there's huge uproar, like we've seen with the protests over the weekend, and it's finally getting its time in the spotlight, if you will, and it's being taken seriously. And I feel if it's not shared online, if it's not shared, whether that's in an article, in a newspaper, on a TikTok video, if it's not shared, people are almost naive in a sense. And, you know, that fear, yeah, it's great. Like, Dublin is great, don't get me wrong. I'm proud to be from Dublin. I love living in Dublin. But I think being aware of what's going on, these attacks, it's really important too. And I think you can love Dublin and you can love living in Dublin, but you can also be aware and, you know, have that fear at the same time, because they can coexist.
Can I ask, Janet, whatever about the posting on social media, if I look at my own personal experience, because I'm in and out of the centre of the city at all hours every day of the week, literally not a day will go by where I don't go, that's somebody selling drugs, that's somebody taking drugs, that's somebody on an unlicensed motorbike with no registration plate with the hood up, pulling wheelies down Amiens Street. That's a bunch of people clearly stealing a bike. That's somebody else clearly stealing a motorcycle. It is literally every day. It's almost impossible to travel through the city without seeing some incident of either violence, public order issues, or criminality. I can't be unique in that.
Look, and I'm not trying to downplay what are very serious instances in the city. And I think we do need to be very serious. Like, there is, and, you know, as somebody representing the North Inner City area, I would also be conscious that I think, you know, particularly during COVID, there is a generation of young people that were left behind. And we are seeing a huge amount of behavioural issues associated with young people that I think missed out on the really vital services of youth services, of schools, of, you know, even social workers identifying early interventions while they were very isolated during a COVID period. And I think there's a multitude of factors going on. That's one factor. There's a whole load of other ones.
But does the city council take this seriously? I mean, you're a member of the political side of the city council. When you go through Dublin city centre, it is manky. It is manky dirty. The guys in the council are doing their very best to stay on top of it, but you still have filth everywhere. You have human waste down every alleyway. You have graffiti on all the walls. It isn't where you would say, well, this is a nice, clean urban centre. Let us invite the tourists to come see. We would struggle to take a Pepsi challenge against Manhattan.
I think, OK, I'll say two things. One is, I think there's a balance in that. I think there are some really beautiful parts of Dublin. And if you do, like,
the rich parts.
Not just the rich parts. If you go, like, for example, Wolfetone Square transformation, I think in the last few years has been incredible. And if you go there now, like, it is a very nice spot.
Wolfetone Square is where?
Just off Henry Street, between Henry Street and Capel Street there. So I remember I used to work in Cleary's years ago, and I would have gone down and had my lunch there, and it felt very, very derelict.
But if you take that as the epicentre of an area, you have the fruit market and the dereliction and the squalor that is there. If you go further north up towards the end of O'Connell Street, you have regular instances of criminality and theft up there. If you head out towards Sheriff Street, you have significant problems that direction. So you describe the epicentre of a huge area of problems.
But, and, like, so I think the second thing I was going to say as well there is the council is taking those kind of things seriously. Like, regeneration projects take time to do. Litter and dumping issues, I think, are the bane of a lot of our existence as local councillors, because I think they are the what would you say, like, the first thing in your eye line that makes you think, this place isn't looked after, this is not a place that I take pride in, this isn't a city that feels like it's thriving, because you can see litter strewn all over the streets, there's bags dumped everywhere. That is something, like, personally, I'm working a lot to get on top of. We're looking at reforming bylaws. We're looking at introducing new primary legislation, a range of different things to try and deal with that, because I think it does impact, and again, the perception of how people feel about the city being looked after. But again, there are still deep systemic issues that we do need to get on top of, and not just from a, you know, does it look nice, but like it, the welfare of the people who live here. So addiction services are still very much under-resourced in the city, and we can see that in how we walk around. There are far, far too many people in our city whose lives are being so horribly taken from them, impacted, negatively affected by addiction. And that is more than just kind of, does our city feel nice? That is about human life and like and taking care of each other and our health system and our ability to see each other as fully human.
But sorry,
you know?
To say does our city feel nice is to suggest that it is a frippery and a side issue. The experience of people walking through a city and not having to deal with filth, the experience of walking through a city and not feeling that there is evident dereliction with what comes with evident dereliction, with when you've got people squatting, when you've got people who are hanging around street corners, all of that is a problem for people. It's not another legitimate issue to raise.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% it is. And I think that's the council is trying to take those things very seriously. I'm certainly pushing them very hard to engage more on Dublin City Centre. Like, if we look at Parnell Street again, and I've said it before, like, I don't think it's a coincidence that some of the worst scenes of the riots we saw in November happened on one of the most derelict streets in our city centre, for example. So I think those things do need to be taken very, very seriously. But I think, you know, there's a surface level element to it, but there is also significant underinvestment in our city, in the communities who live in the city a lot of the time as well. And those are manifesting in issues. But I guess what I'm the broader point I'm trying to make in the conversation here is as well, I think some of that has to be balanced with like the great parts of our city. You know, there are wonderful places to relax in the city centre. People flock to Dublin to enjoy a pint in the evening, go outside, stand outside a pub on a sunny evening and see how many people say the city centre is where I want to be on a nice evening. And I think we need to make sure we're not overselling the idea that people are terrified to come in here, because they're not always.
Texts say, listening to the news on a day-to-day basis, I'm not sure any town or city is safe. We drove to Dublin city centre yesterday and honestly, it is appallingly grubby and unkempt and very neglected looking. Is Dublin City Council responsible for keeping streets clean? If so, it's doing a very bad job. Another, I pass through O'Connell Street twice a week after 8 p.m. There are never any guards to be seen. It is a myth that Gardaí are patrolling the north in our city. Another, I live in Dublin city centre near Talbot Street. It's not a perception, it's a reality. I was recently in Stockholm and Helsinki and didn't see anything like what I see in Dublin city centre every day. Well, if you have a view, 53106 or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp. Thank you very much to Green Party Councillor for Dublin city centre, Janet Horner, and journalist with her.ie, Kat O'Connor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.